Some animals have their skeletons on the inside, like human beings and dogs and cats. They're called endoskeletons. Other animals have their skeletons on the outside, those with shells like snails and tortoises, and those with scales like fish. They're called exoskeletons. Similarly, some people have the framework and the structure of their lives built inside them, while other people have the framework and structure of their lives built outside and around them. In other words, some people have plenty self-discipline and self-control and can organise their own life, while other people need to be organised, disciplined, nagged, policed, kept in line from outside themselves. They like to be in the army or in a sect where it imposes strict external structures. Personally, I wouldn't like to be in the army or in the external structure world, other folk telling me what to do. Other people like find comfort in this. They don't like to have to think for themselves and work it all out. It's funny to see young people complaining about being nagged to death by their mother, so they've left home and they've gone to join the army, as if the sergeant major will be any less nagging. I once had a woman come to see me about the baptism of her child. I commented that it was nice of her to come, but it would be nicer if her husband had also come. She said, "Oh, he'll never come." I said, "Why's that?" She said, "He doesn't think." "Doesn't think," I said. "He must think sometimes, even at the weekends." "No," he said to me a long time ago, "if there's any thinking to be done in this house, you'll do it." On the other hand, the army could never function if every soldier thought too much for themselves. But here's a funny thing, and it's a paradox worth thinking about. The less people have self-discipline, the more society has to increase policing, tougher laws, CCTV surveillance, and so on. The more people please themselves and misbehave, the less freedom we all have. On the other hand, the more people have self-discipline, the less society needs to increase policing and make tougher laws and have CCTV. The more people behave themselves, the more we all have freedom.